Hi, this is Jerry Wells from 100.3 WRNB. Remember the old Arsenio Hall show from back in the early 90s? The fist pumping, the dog pound, and his famous bit, things that make you go, hmm? Well, I had to go, hmm, while I was reading the Friday, March 8th edition of the Daily News. I'd read the story about the fiery school reform commission meeting the day before, announcing which Philadelphia public schools would be closing, saving the board around $20 million. There were tears, shouting, pleading, even 18 arrests. But what got my attention was an article on the very next page about the actual value initiative, the city's new real estate tax system known as AVI. You'll recall that under AVI, most Philadelphia homeowners will see big increases in their property taxes, a good portion of which, mind you, goes to funding Philadelphia schools. As it turns out, the way the AVI formula works, a cluster of downtown Philadelphia office buildings right near City Hall will collectively see their taxes reduced by $20 million. The Comcast Center, for example, will pay 57% less under the system. What's wrong with this picture? The little guys' assessments and taxes go up, some as much as 300% or more, and we lose a bunch of our neighborhood schools, while the 1% fat cat office building owners get a big tax break. Now it's time we all say it loudly. This is Jerry Wells from 100.3 WRNB, and I'm just saying.